Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
Moses.
Ramesses.
When I look at you, I still see the two boys who grew up together.
Meet me down by the gallows tree.
Close as brothers.
Some say troubles are bound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down.
Hello, this is Adolf Vega from 3DOr2D.com, and today I'm reviewing Exodus, Gods and Kings, which is a new release. And as always on 3DOr2D.com, I'll be reviewing the 3D aspect first, then the movie. So, the 3D is very inconsistent for the vast majority of this movie. It's neither impressive or interesting, it's just there. You know, it starts off kind of strong with some good use of 3D perspective with the different building pillars being closer or farther away. And, you know, some of the scenery looks pretty nice and some of the characters walk in between the different layers of 3D. And it looks good. It's okay. You know, occasionally there's an action scene where there's like spears kind of jumping out and it's okay for the first 30 to 45 minutes. But after a while, it kind of just is forgotten entirely. And, you know, they occasionally have some special effects scenes, and those scenes will use a 3D. But again, it's nothing to really notice. You know, it's, oh, look at those, you know, bugs flying at you. Or, you know, look at the water. You know, it's just, it's not that impressive. It starts off on a good basis, and it just kind of falls flat. And, you know, maybe 70% of this movie is just not really good 3D at all. So, you know, for the 30% that's there that's good or okay, it's just not worth it. So, I'm going to have to give this a terrible 3D. Now, on to the movie itself. First and foremost, I have to say this before I actually do the review part of this movie. You know, it's very important I have these issues discussed before I talk about the movie. First and foremost, I have to comment that any criticisms of this movie is not a criticism of the Judaism or any people that believe in the Old Testament or the Torah or the Bible in general. Second, I must comment that when any book is converted to a movie, several different aspects are changed and altered, and that's just part of the movie-making process. Third, I will not directly talk about how scenes in this movie compare to the Bible scenes and being accurate or inaccurate. It's just not needed. And fourth and finally, I'll mention this movie review will not directly compare between this movie and the 1956 Ten Commandments movie. That being said, I really, really, really like the Ten Commandments and much more than this movie. So if you're a big fan of that old movie, then just rewatch that old movie because that's much better. But on to the movie itself, which man, oh man, this is hard. This movie is terrible. Okay. So Exodus, Gods and Kings begins with very little pretext and just throws you into the story. The story revolves around brotherly drama between Moses and Ramses. And this, you know, dates back thousands of years ago. So a series of events happen where Moses is removed from the city, and then he starts his own family, and he has a religious experience, and he then is driven to help the Hebrews in Egypt. That's essentially the story in a nutshell. You know, this movie is based on the events from the Bible, which is a, you know, book, a series of books which is thousands of years old. So it's, I don't really want to ever spoil the story, but key elements, are probably incredibly well known. So it's kind of hard to balance out those two things where I think a vast majority of the population know of this story because they went to church or temple or synagogue or whatever, So, the movie does have its own little twists to it, so I'm not gonna directly spoil it. I'm not gonna try to. I never try to spoil any movies in 3D or 2D.com reviews, but I gotta talk about some of these scenes, which are pretty big scenes within the movie. First, I want to do give some compliments to this movie for being entertaining, which is the first commandment of movies to be entertaining. So I really did like how it brought the ancient time of Moses to life. I've never really liked, biblical movies because I don't really feel connected. Right now in 2014, it's incredibly different world as it was thousands of years ago. The people are essentially the same here and there. Of course, we have our fancy technology and, our cultures are much more diverse, but it's a very different world, and it's hard to kind of get into those kind of movies. And I do think this movie does that aspect well. On a more technical aspect, I do like how the sets and the costumes and the makeup and all that looks very authentic, and it seems to fit the period and the region really well. Sadly, these technical aspects are the only real positives to this movie. This movie fails in almost every regard. And it fails on the biggest aspects of a movie, which are characters and storytelling. The storytelling, the pacing is all over the place. There's, that old saying, it's not how you say it, it's what you say. Or is it the other way around? You know what I mean. Or do you? I'm being a little bit evil. But it's just the presentation of how you do things is just as important as what you actually do show. And I do think what it actually does show is poorly executed. And many of the decisions that are written into the story and the characters are completely, utterly repugnant and bad and terrible and idiotic and completely asinine. So, where do we begin? The first one is the pacing, which is so inconsistent. So many times this movie would drag on scenes that I feel are totally pointless, and other scenes that I feel that are very important are totally rushed. The biggest example of this glaring pacing issue is the first scene where Moses meets God. It's incredibly quick. It's within 5 minutes. And there's a scene way later, or actually previous to this, where Moses gets married and has a honeymoon night. And Moses' honeymoon is about the same amount of time, if not more time, than when he meets God. Now, I don't know about you people on the listening to the podcast. I don't care about his honeymoon night. I don't care if he had a sweet, tender moment with his wife before they had sex. That's irrelevant to the story, completely pointless, and why do I have to see this? It kind of made me feel uncomfortable, even though I'm a full adult, because it just didn't need to be in this movie at all. They do have a reference to it later on, but what's the point? What's the point? Who cares? No one goes to see a movie about Moses to know about his honeymoon. It's totally irrelevant. And the scene where he meets God for the first time is just kind of rushed. That's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And, the whole aspect of Moses' marriage and the wife character serves no purpose. It's absolutely worthless. Her screen time is like 10% of this movie. All honesty, it should have just been deleted from the final film. Because her later absence makes no sense in the storyline. Even God comments on this aspect, which is puzzling that he's omnipresent and actually questions aspects of the storyline, which, yeah, he's God, he could do that, but it's just kind of stunning that they would criticize their own movie within the movie, and it being a serious movie. So that's neither here or there. Her absence just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense to why they just introduce her, and then they basically introduce her. She gets married to Moses, and then she's out of the movie within 10 minutes. So it's like, why even bother? Why even bother to have her as a character when she's given zero time to be developed? She is not even given the dignity of having a montage. You just basically see Moses. Moses sees her. They get married. You get fade to black, and they have a child. Oh, look at that. And then he leaves. Why did he have to do that? It's just, that's a really weird decision that they even had the wife character in this movie. And if you really think about it, back in the day, if he would have abandoned his wife like he did in the movie, that would have basically been a death sentence to her and his son for no logical sense. It to an extent, it's still pretty bad if, a husband just walks off if from his family. But back then, she would have been completely an outsider and been a pariah and just completely hated by her community for her man leaving her. And it's just how it was back then. But it just doesn't make sense to why they have to even have her as a character if she's going to be brought in and then taken out. So that's the first of many storyline decisions that are terrible and just not executed well. I just disagree with so many different decisions and how they do things in this movie. And I think the biggest one is how they visualize God on screen. This may be considered a minor spoiler, but I have to talk about it because it's so egregious, so horrible, so stupid and asinine and pathetic. So, this movie decides to showcase God as a 9-year-old bratty little bald boy. I could kind of understand why they did this. They want to make God into a character that someone can actually, relate to and grasp. Having God as a burning bush or a cloud with a voice is kind of an abstract idea, and it might be difficult for some people to grab it. But having this as a child is a really bad decision, especially since God is a major character within this movie, and he's completely not likable. It's so strange that many times this movie would have the gall to question the legitimacy of the God character to begin with. So they introduce him, and then they're like, oh, he's just delusional. Oh, he doesn't know what he's really doing. Moses not really knowing. And then, there are a few times where other characters are going to see Moses, and Moses is talking to God, and they don't see God. And it's like, is he really talking to God? I don't know. But then aspects of the movie happen, these big events happen that cannot be explained by more mere human hands. So why are they even questioning the presence of God in this movie to later on confirm him? It seems like a big waste of time to even do this. Why have this question of is, Moses just being delusional? And having the God character as a little child, it just doesn't work. because he's not sympathetic or likable. He's a brat. He's a brat you want to slap. And he has little tantrums, and sometimes you don't even know if he's more mad at Moses for being a failure or more mad at the fact that the Hebrews were enslaved. Because it just doesn't, he does not have any kind of presence on screen. I can understand if they wanted to have a child actor, and the child actor was pretty amazing, you know, something on the, you know, Oscar caliber level, where he was quite profound and quite interesting to see, and, you know, I could kind of see that they wanted to do that because they wanted it to be interesting and edgy, but this child actor fails, completely, utterly fails as playing God. And how they wrote his dialogue is terrible. How he interacts with Moses, they have no chemistry. They hate each other almost. And then Moses is asking for help, and God is like, oh, you again. And it just does not work in this story. It just is ridiculous how they present this. So that's one of many more things I'm going to talk about, how I hate this movie. All right, on to the next character, which I can't stand, which is Moses himself. Christian Bale. I really like his portrayal of Batman. Batman. But he does not work in this role. You know, he starts off, you know, he doesn't really believe in everything, you know, all the gods, and you know, he doesn't fit into the culture, and it makes sense in the context of his character, and he, you know, has a life change, and then he meets God, and he doesn't change. And he has faith now, but kinda. And at times, this Moses character is just kind of whiny and is, how do I put it? He's not a leader. He does not have the charisma. He doesn't have the vision. You don't believe that the Hebrews would follow him. I didn't believe it because I was like, whatever. He has no confidence in how he speaks. He has no gravitas. He has no presence either. He has nothing. He's just some guy that thinks he sees God, but he doesn't know. But, you know, whatever. And he just, you could tell that Christian Bale was just phoning this in, was not even trying. And maybe it was just the script or the director that, you know, the director was Ridley Scott, which is a really good director, but I guess he fails sometimes too, or they don't know what they're doing in this, because you have to like your main character. He is the main character of this movie. It's about Moses, and he's just not likable. He doesn't have confidence. He doesn't have strength. He doesn't make you want to follow him, you know? And the fact that he is the big founder and he is the leader of the Hebrews, it just doesn't make sense. And the next major character that I have a huge problem with is Ramses, which is the third character in a row that is horrible. Ramses is the brother of Moses, and, you know, at first he's not really sure what to do, and that makes sense in the character. And then you go back to Egypt, and it's like 10 years later, and he becomes horrible, they say. But they never show it. They may have a scene very, very brief, like 2 seconds, showing how things are bad. But I'm old school. Movies and books and entertainment shouldn't tell you how bad a character is. They should show you. So when they're like, oh, he's really evil, why? Tell me. Tell me 10 reasons why. Oh, well, look, he executes these people. It's like, okay, that's pretty bad, but those execution scenes are pretty kind of funny, and they're just not good. So I was kind of laughing at these serious moments, and, you know, I know he's the antagonist in this movie, but he just didn't seem to either have the evilness in him either. You know, no one has any kind of passion for their role. And Ramses just doesn't protrude the evilness. You know, he can see he is making his people suffer, but it needs to be examples on screen. It can't just be said, oh, look how bad he is. So it just glances over how horrible he was to the Hebrews and his kingdom. It's a total glance over, and you don't really care if he loses. I don't know. It just, when Moses comes back and questions him, I don't believe it. It doesn't resonate because you don't see this. And how would Moses know? He's been out of the picture, having a family that is no longer in this movie because he makes a stupid decision. So, you know, this movie just is lost. You know, doesn't know where to do or what to do next or how to present things. You know, a couple of times I was kind of lost. I was like, what is it? What's happening? Where is this movie going? You know, obviously it's going to climax with a big scene in the Dead Sea and the Hebrews escaping. And that scene is so anticlimactic. It just does have no impact. You know, it just, when you kind of imagine the Red Sea, you know, being separated by God, you imagine one heck of an amazing scene, and it is so pathetic. It is so pathetic. It looks like, you know, someone took the drain out of the toilet, and it's just, or the sink, and it just slowly but surely went down. And, you know, there's some rough spots here and there where the Jews had to be swimming through. And it's like, why? If God is doing this, first of all, wouldn't it be much more interesting to see visually? And second of all, wouldn't there be fish and stuff all over the, you know, flapping around? And why would he make it at all difficult? He's trying to help these people. So having deep parts of the sea where they have to swim through is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And how this scene ends with, you know, going back together. Oh, they turned on the 3D again. Oh, look at that. And they actually kind of make it somewhat interesting. And it's kind of like they just didn't have the budget to both separate and return the sea. So they just decided they're going to put all the money on returning the sea to how it was. Which, it looks pretty nice. You know, the special effects are really good in this movie. But it needs to be both ways. You can't just have a very anticlimactic scene where the Dead Sea separates and it just, you don't believe it. You're like, whatever. This probably could have happened any other day of the week. You know, it was just a low tide day. You know, it's ridiculous. And there's one line that Moses says that is borderline offensive. I could kind of understand why the screenwriters decided to put this line as dialogue. You know, Moses is not sure of the future. And someone's talking to him about it. And it makes sense to what Moses says, but how he's delivered, it just sounds completely offensive. And it kind of sounds like they're having a social commentary of the Jewish state. And it kind of is an anti-Semitic comment within the movie. But it's not really intended to be that. Obviously, it's not. I don't think it is. It just comes off that way by the very poor acting and dialogue of Christian Bale. I'm sorry, I like Batman and Christian Bale generally, but he just fails that line and fails as this character. You know, I wanted to enjoy this movie. I really did. I was kind of digging it at first. I was like, okay, this isn't bad. You know, this isn't horrible. You know, I'm kind of digging it. You know, the action scenes are kind of fun and but these decisions over and over again are just idiotic. And I'm not one to over-criticize. You know, I'm pretty kind, I think, to reviews and try to enjoy things for what they are. But this movie is just badly done. It's just repugnant how many different decisions they made, which were the worst decision you could have made in that scenario. And with such a good budget and good costumes, there could have been a really great movie here, but they just completely fail in every regard. You know how the movie ends? It just feels like they completely ran out of gas. and decide, oh yeah, here's this other scene that you might be interested in. But it has no context. You don't understand, okay, how do you get there from there? And it just, it seems like they're trying to throw out, you know, this scene because, oh, that's really popular from the other movie, or it's a really popular part of, you know, the story of Exodus, but it's not at all in context. They're like, just fly over. Oh, look at that. There's golden calf and the Ten Commandments part. And it's just like, why even have that when you don't get to the point to where they get there? You know, because that aspect after is very interesting. So why even bring that up? If you're going to focus this movie on a certain amount of time, why have that those scenes be 15 seconds in the last part of the movie? Why? It just doesn't make any sense at all. So, I really hate to be a negative critic. I really can't stand this abomination of a movie. And it's just simply not worth your time at all. You know, the sets and the, you know, the visuals are nice, but that doesn't hold a movie. What holds a movie is the characters. What holds a movie is how the storyline develops. And it just develops in the worst possible way. And it just is so disappointing. It is such a travesty that they could not get this to work. So, yeah. All right, the final score, going to be a 2 out of a possible 10. Only because I liked the sets and I liked how it was actually somewhat entertaining, I give it those 2 points. This is easily my worst review I've ever had, and easily my worst movie I've seen in 2014. And it's just a shame. It's just a shame how badly they executed on this movie. You know, the scene with the all the plagues happening to Egypt, it was almost laughable. You know, some people say, you know, but the bad movies, you could laugh at them. Sometimes they're just so bad. You're just like, really? That's how you're gonna do this? That's stupid. Really? You know, there's a scene where they're trying to scientifically explain some things, and I don't know if they're just trying to be funny or what, but it was just kind of weird. So, yeah. I cannot recommend this movie, even for giggles, even to make fun of it. You know, it's just bad. And that's going to be it for my review.
I came here to tell you that something is coming that is out of my control.
Okay, so that's going to conclude this podcast.
Remember to rate this podcast on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio.
Also, remember to follow 3DOr2D.com on Facebook and Twitter.
Please comment on the website and subscribe to us on YouTube.
Finally, I want to remind you to please donate on the webpage, 3DOr2D.com/donate. And I want to thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye.
Bye.